Edgar Cayce was a famous 20th century Christian mystic who regularly entered an altered state of consciousness from which he answered questions and gave information on a broad range of topics. His dissertations included historic data on famous and completely unknown people and events. Within this broad array of material was a generous amount of detail about the life and times of Jesus. When asked about the source of the information, Cayce responded that the thoughts, actions, and intents of each individual are recorded in the skein of space and time, called the Akashic Records, also known as God's Book of Remembrance and the Book of Life. Cayce claimed to be able to read the Akashic Records during his trance states. Thus, his psychic discourses became known as readings. The readings were assigned numbers to protect the privacy of those who sought his guidance. It must be pointed out that reading and interpreting any type of record involves a subjective dimension that can color or influence the data. Cayce compared it to the way light and reflection are altered so that a stick protruding from water appears to be bent when it is actually straight. Likewise, Cayce had to constantly translate his findings in the Akashic Records into a form that addressed the questions and needs of those who received his readings. This was particularly noticeable when asked to provide dates for historic events, such as the birth of Jesus. In one instance, he replied that the calendar we use today didn't exist at that time. Then he attempted to make the calculation to match our current calendar. This is but one simple illustration of the complexity involved in Cayce's psychic process. Thus, we should be aware of the limitations that are inherent in any such endeavor. This is particularly true with regard to the information on Jesus, which contains some apparent contradictions, not unlike those found within the Bible itself. Yet on the whole, Cayce's account is remarkably consistent considering that it was given in bits and pieces over many years. Furthermore, it was provided to diverse individuals seeking past life information or as general discourses on the life and times of Jesus. Keep in mind that the potential contribution of Cayce's material may occur at multiple levels. At the metaphysical level, Cayce interpreted the story of Jesus within a grand cosmology in which the sole entity that manifested as Jesus was a central figure. Thus, to fully appreciate Cayce's approach, we must be flexible and open to a broader perspective that includes reincarnation. Cayce identified several past lives of Jesus that directly impacted his incarnation in Palestine. I will point out some of these past lives at appropriate points in the presentation and also note some other likely examples of reincarnation of other individuals in the story. At the level of story, Cayce's contribution helps us to better understand the characters and events recorded in the Gospels. For example, in order to fully appreciate the dilemma of the Roman prefect, Pontius Pilate, when he was called upon to sentence Jesus to death, it is helpful to know that Jesus healed the epileptic son of that mighty Roman official. Thus, Cayce's readings definitely help to illuminate the motivations of many of the key characters in this complex story. At the level of detail, Cayce's interpretation of the life and times of Jesus adds color and a delightful sense of immediacy as he describes the set and setting for the various situations. The clothing that was worn, personal features such as hair color, height, and weight for the important characters in the story. To fully grasp Cayce's perspective, we must get a sense of the setting of the story. It is particularly important that we understand the role of the Jewish sect called the Essenes. For Cayce insisted that it was the Essenes who made the necessary preparations for the birth, training, and ministry of both Jesus and his cousin, John the Baptist.